And now a word that's caused great pain. Earlier this year, students at Princeton University protested when a professor used the N-word in a class about hate speech. He later canceled the course. There was a similar incident last semester at Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts. One African-American historian at Smith wants to help teachers address the N-word and what it represents in a way that's safe for students. As New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports, she has a unique viewpoint on that word. And a warning, this story of necessity has language that's offensive.
Most people know exactly what I'm referring to when I say the N-word. But even if you imagine the word in your head, there can be a visceral difference between hearing the euphemism and hearing the slur itself.
There's all kinds of other words that mean black that maybe aren't even nice words, like pickaninny, you know, but I can say that right now. So what is rooted in the specific history of this specific word?
Elizabeth Storter Pryor has been thinking about the N-word for a long time, and she's in a unique position to do so. Not only is she a Smith College historian of race in America, she's also the child of a white Jewish mother and a black father who happened to be Richard Pryor. The iconic comedian who rose to fame in the 1970s was one of the first performers to pepper the N-word throughout his routines. In this one on how whites and blacks interact with the police, we've bleeped out the N-word and, well, a few other words, too.
Because the police live in your neighborhood, see? And you be known to them as Officer Timpson.
Hello, Officer Timpson. Going bowling tonight?
N-s don't know him like that. See, white folks get a ticket, they pull over.
Hey, officer, yes, glad to be of help.
N- got to be talking about, I am reaching into my pocket for my license.
And my father really made public the fact that African Americans use the N-word with each other. He used the N-word in a way that was subversive and defiant.
A lot of niggas ain't scared. You know, like when the Martians landed and white folks got scared. I'm like, golly, I'll tell you, just a big old helicopter thing came down and landed. Jesus Christ. Nothing can scare me after 400 years of this.
Elizabeth Pryor was about 7 years old when this comedy album came out. It was decades later, as a new professor at Smith, that she unexpectedly had to make her own decision on using the word publicly. A student in her Civil War history class quoted a joke from a movie.
They repeated a line from Blazing Saddles that uses both a disparaging word for people of Chinese descent and the N-word.
All right, we'll give some land to the n**s and the ch**s, but we don't want the Irish.
And I was like, oh, and I was looking around at this classroom of mine, which was mostly white students, but some African-American students, and myself, who's African-American. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
The next lecture, she told the class the N-word was off limits.
Nobody ever said it again, but we didn't really do, it was a missed opportunity. There was great intellectual work we could have been doing in the class, and we weren't doing it because I had censored the word.
That was the last time she taught a course about racism without addressing the N-word head on. Now she tells her students on the first day of class, they will read texts that include the slur. They will see it on PowerPoints, but they will not discuss the word until halfway through the course. That's when she teaches the N-word's historical journey from a label for slave to a demeaning epithet, and she lets students talk about their own interactions with the word.
It really does take several weeks of the students doing group work together, having some difficult conversations about other topics before you can even get them to have this conversation with each other.
Although she's been teaching and writing about the N-word for almost a decade, she still gets nervous every semester before the first N-word lecture, as do her students.
The black students are terrified that I'm not going to take care of them, that I am going to allow white students to say whatever they need to for their intellectual process. The white students are terrified that they're going to put their foot in their mouths in ways that they can't even predict because racism is so subtle and so deep. They're afraid that they are going to inadvertently reveal like a dark thought.
And if it's this awkward in a class with a black historian who specializes in the N-word, it's no less confusing elsewhere on college campuses. Last spring, a white professor at Smith College was removed from teaching an English class after reciting the N-word in a poem and then suggesting students who were upset leave the class. He later apologized in the student newspaper. Elizabeth Pryor says one thing that could diffuse this kind of tension is teaching about the word at a younger age. After all, most American teenagers have had to read Huckleberry Finn, which uses the N-word 219 times.
I kind of expected my students to come to me by college to have already had these conversations, and they haven't.
This spring, Pryor will be giving workshops to middle and high school teachers on ways to broach the N-word in class without making students feel unsafe or excluded. She's also writing a book about the epithet, partly from her perspective as Richard Pryor's daughter. Her father famously changed his views on the N-word after a trip to Kenya when he came to see the slur as more demeaning than comedic.
I was leaving, and I was sitting in the hotel, and a voice said to me, he said, look around, what do you see? And I said, I see all colors of people doing everything. And the voice said, do you see any n***s? I said, no. And I said, you know why? Because there aren't any. And it hit me like a shot, man. I started crying and shit. I was sitting there, I said, yeah, I've been here 3 weeks. I haven't even said it. I haven't even thought it. And it made me say, oh, my God, I've been wrong. I said, I ain't gonna never call another black man a
n-. And I remember he pulled me aside and told me he was never going to use the N-word again.
And to her knowledge, he never did. For Here and Now, I'm Karen Brown.